Hello, friends. This is Paul Scharf, Church Ministries representative with the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. And I have a simple question for you in this short people-raising video. And that is this: how may we serve you? Jesus, when he came to minister on this earth, told us in Mark chapter 10, verse 45, a verse that I think ought to be one of the defining lessons for our entire Christian life. He said, "Even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." I think this principle that's espoused here by Jesus in this verse really ought to be a defining teaching regarding our whole ministry with the Friends of Israel. The Lord has called us in this ministry to serve the churches and the people of the Midwest on behalf of the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry, promoting its ministry, yes, doing that by teaching the Bible, yes, but doing it in a way that serves the Jewish people, Christian people, the churches, all people, however we may provide physical but especially spiritual comfort to everyone that we can reach. As I've told you in previous people-raising videos, if you want the Friends of Israel to be there, to come and minister, we will do our best to be there, and we will try to help you. Now, of course, we can't come if we're not invited, in most cases, and we can't go if we don't know what the need is or who's calling us to go somewhere. So we need your help. So the question again is, how may we serve you? How might we serve your local church? We are in local churches all the time. These are local churches that have an affinity with the Friends of Israel and its doctrinal statement and its purpose and its message, and want to hear that message. And we're often in at least one, if not two, churches per week where I'm teaching and preaching, promoting the ministry, my wife Lynette providing often special music, and we have our full display table with free literature and sign up for Israel My Glory. And we do this on a regular basis, almost every Sunday, and oftentimes teaching in local churches on Wednesday evening in a series, more than going from church to church, sometimes going to more than one church on a Sunday. And this is something that is at the heart of our ministry, and we would love to come to your church if we haven't been there yet, or if we have been there and you'd like us to come back. We still have some openings in this crazy year of 2020 that we're trying to fill, and they're going to be getting toward the end of the year, and there's many different chances in there for special emphases, special days, holidays, and we could bring some type of presentation that serves your church that fits into one of those emphases, one of those special times. We'd love to be of service to you. Please just contact me right here through my sermon audio page, or send me an email at pscharf@foi.org. You can find all my contact information here on sermon audio. You can also go from here to my Facebook page and you can contact me there. There's all kinds of ways to get a hold of me. But we'd love to hear from you, and we would love to come and minister in your church and share the Friends of Israel with you and share our ministry and, most of all, share around God's word with you. Now, you say, "I'm not a pastor. I'm not leading a church. I don't have authority over a church." Well, there's still some other alternatives and options how we might serve you or connect with you. Perhaps you are not administrating a whole church as a pastor or an elder or some type of church leader, but do you oversee a small group in your church where you have authority for that small group? that perhaps meets in your home, and you could invite us in, you know, perhaps with the pastor's blessing and so forth, whatever the case may be of how that would need to be done. But, you know, we would be very willing to come for some type of event like that. Maybe you, in your local church, oversee a Sunday school class, just a single class. Now, I'm thinking here often of a larger church, and we've done this before. I hope to do more of it, where there's, you know, perhaps a very large church, and it'd be very unlikely that they would turn the service over to someone like me to preach the message and to have a Friends of Israel Sunday necessarily. But within that church, you have these large, sort of independent, almost Sunday school classes, or almost like a church congregation unto themselves, and they can invite in guest speakers and have special days. And we've done that in one particular occasion. As I said, we'd like to do more of it. And maybe you don't have a massively big church, but it's big enough that there's something like that, and maybe you've never thought about doing that before, but you could consider it. Now, getting back to the idea of a meeting in your home, perhaps you oversee a home Bible study group that's outside of a local church, not necessarily in opposition or defiance of a local church, but it's just simply a home Bible study group. And it's been gathered over the years, and it meets in your home. We'd love to come to that. Now, let me toss another idea to you. It doesn't even have to be a group that's met for years or that has any organizational structure at all. It could be, shall we say, a town hall meeting, a meeting of those that are interested. This is actually something we learned to promote in training, in people raising, when I went to the conference in the Chicago area last September to learn about people raising. By the way, that's the name of a book by Bill Dillon, and a methodology that he has established is to put together biblical concepts in raising financial support, which is something we must do. But how much better to raise people than merely to raise support? So we're in people raising. And I've talked about that in previous recordings. But the point is, to get back, the idea of a town hall meeting where you just invite people who are interested, who would like to learn about the Friends of Israel, who'd like to have an evening of Bible teaching, who'd like to learn more about a specific topic, who'd like to know about our ministry. This is something also that the Friends of Israel has talked about doing more of as well, and I think it's going to be the perfect time for this in the follow-up here to coronavirus, because people are either mandated to avoid large gatherings, or they're just, you know, perhaps for a variety of reasons, hesitant to go back into large gatherings, but maybe they'd be more comfortable having a small gathering in a person's home. And we'd be very open to that, just to have a meeting, again, of those that are like-minded, that are interested, that want to hear about our ministry, that want an evening of teaching. If you have a current TV set, like a, you know, large screen TV, like almost everybody has nowadays, you can usually just plug the computer in and have PowerPoint right there in your living room and have a full multimedia-based sermon for the evening for that time. Well, these are just some various thoughts I thought I would throw out to you and encourage you to think about how we might serve you, how you could also help us. Obviously, as church ministries representative, we want to serve all these churches and all these people, right? But if none of them will allow us to come in, we aren't going to get very far in doing that. We need your help. We need your cooperation, your participation as well. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 11, verse 13, that he magnified his ministry. And that's our desire as well. We want to magnify. We want to grab hold of this opportunity we have and use it for the glory of God to the greatest degree possible. And we need your help to do that. We want to serve you. We're available to you, but we must have your interest and we must hear from you in order to do many, if not all, of these things. So let me toss out one final idea. Maybe you're not a pastor, you're not administrating a local church, you're not in charge of a small group or a Sunday school class, you don't have a home group, you don't even want to invite people into your home for whatever reason. Well, but if you're interested, we'd still love to come and just meet with you, take you to lunch. Either I or, you know, depending on the circumstances, my wife and I, if it's a couple or whatever the case may be, we'd love to just come and talk with you and have a meal with you, go to a restaurant, sit down, talk about, share our vision for the ministry of the Friends of Israel, answer questions, tell you more about what we do, tell you more about goals and desires that we have and places we've been, places we hope to go, and how the Lord is leading in our lives. Just a few ideas around this simple concept, a simple question, really. How can we serve you best as we move into the fall and the end of 2020 and then the beginning of 2021? And would you be willing to help us? Will you allow us to serve you? Will you let us to serve you? And I hope you will. God bless you. Thanks for listening. And I hope we can connect somewhere here as we move down the road in this year and even into 2021. God bless you.